Expected bumper crops of historic proportions are bringing down the price of other agricultural products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is projecting record production of corn, soybeans, grain, sorghum, and cotton in a wide band from the Midwest south to Texas. NPR's John Burnett has the story.
It has been a summer many Americans will not soon forget. Not only have mild temperatures made it more pleasant to be outdoors, but frequent soaking rains in the country's midsection have been a godsend for agriculture. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the USDA.
Just the timing of events this year has been really excellent for summer crop development. First of all, we had a relatively dry spring all the way up into early May. That allowed for a record planting pace for corn and soybeans. Following that, mid to late May was quite wet, maybe a little bit too wet in a few spots, but by and large, that was very timely rainfall. Meanwhile, temperatures stayed down all through the growing season, almost a complete absence of heat stress.
The reason for the refreshing weather? A huge high-pressure system has stalled over Alaska, and the jet stream dipped lower than normal into the continental U.S. So a sequence of cool Canadian air masses has provided unseasonable air conditioning for much of the country, explains Douglas LeCompte. He's senior meteorologist and a drought specialist with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center.
A big swath of land over the central part of the U.S. from Minnesota and Dakota south into Oklahoma. You're looking at around 4 degrees Fahrenheit below normal. Well, that's a lot when you're talking about a three-month average during the warm season.
Woo!
Down in the crop fields and ranches in Texas, where people have been reeling from nearly 10 years of periodic drought, they can't believe their good fortune.
Woo! Woo!
Jim Selman ranches near Gonzales on 2,600 acres dotted with mesquite and scrub oak and bordered by the Guadalupe River. In the late 90s, Selman's pastures got so dry they lost all vegetation and turned to dirt. He sold off his entire herd. Now he's surrounded by a bevy of sleek black Brangus Hereford crosses.
Woo!
He's calling the cattle, but he could be shouting for joy.
We have had the best year that I have ever seen in my lifetime, and I'm 74 years old. We've had rain all the way, all spring, and all the way through the summer and through August. I've never had green grass like this in August, so it's really been a good year. If we could have a couple more of these, we might get out of debt.
Up the highway in the town of Lockhart, about 30 miles south of Austin, cotton farmer Bryant Hoherz stands outside the Lockhart gin, where a huge module of uncleaned cotton is inching into the machinery.
Well, we got decent crops this year. We had some bad years starting about in 96, 98. Along in there, they were some real bad years. Didn't make anything. As far as the crops are pretty good. It's the prices that are killing us. Not getting anything for it.
Under the perverse economics of agriculture, plentiful yields usually drive down commodity prices. That's the current situation on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade, where Joe Bedore of F.C. Stone is standing outside the corn trading pit.
We're talking parts of Illinois and Iowa are going to get 200 plus. Some people are going to get, you know, maybe 220 bushels per acre for corn. Okay? These are record-type stuff. So you've seen these price declines.
The remarkable summer rains even made it to the nation's southern border, where the Rio Grande is finally grande again. A few years ago, the river was so feeble, it petered out short of the Gulf of Mexico. Today, South Texas irrigators who've been screaming at Mexico to pay its water debt into the Rio Grande finally have enough water, though last month they sued Mexico for $500 million for 10 years of crop losses. Sally Spiener with the International Boundary and Water Commission in El Paso says the binational lakes have risen to more than 60% of capacity.
There are two big international reservoirs on the Rio Grande, Amistad and Falcon. Just 2 years ago, Falcon was only at 7% capacity, and Amistad was at 25%. The reservoirs are starting to fill back up, and that's very good news for people who live along the Texas-Mexico border.
Happy days are not here for all of American agriculture, not by a long shot. The western third of the country, roughly from the Rockies to the Pacific, is still in moderate to severe drought. Dams along the Colorado River are at perilously low levels. Regardless how good the summer of 2004 has been, farmers never tire of the advice, pray for rain. John Burnett, NPR News.